This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. It was announced by the Vatican this week that Ireland is to get a new blessed. He is the Venerable John Sullivan SJ, who was a convert to Catholicism and known for his work with the sick. The vice postulator for the cause of Father John Sullivan is Jesuit Father Connor Harper, who talked to me about this Jesuit priest.
Well, first of all, we were delighted after so many years work, preparation, research. And it was, yes, no, it was a great delight, and particularly in the two communities, both in the Catholic community and in the Church of Ireland, Anglican tradition. Because, as you know, John Sullivan came out of the two traditions. He was 35 and a bit when he converted to Catholicism, and he died 35 and a bit years later, so it's half his life Catholic, half his life Protestant. So the two traditions coming together to celebrate this great event, and we're already getting ready with the ceremonies.
Why is it that this man first became a servant of God, became a venerable, and now he's being beatified?
But he's one of those extraordinary people whom we refer to as holy and as a saint. And he was always revered, both in his teaching career as a Jesuit in Clongowes Wood College in County Kildare. His former pupils always revered him as a saint. And the local people, and especially in County Kildare, which is where Clongowes Wood College is in Ireland, and the people certainly just really considered him an extraordinarily holy man. His reputation for holiness and for the gift of healing, both of the body and of the spirit, that there were many who used to always come seeking his help, his encouragement, his prayers, and as they found, his prayers worked, so they kept coming.
How long has it been, how long a road has it been to get to this point?
Well, now, the cause was first introduced in 1947. Then in 1960, John Sullivan was declared a servant of God. And then last year, he was declared venerable. And now Pope Francis has opened the door to him being declared blessed.
Now, in order to be declared blessed, you need a miracle. What was that miracle?
That miracle was a lady, it goes back to the 1950s, and it was a lady who had a cancerous growth, a goiter on her neck, and she prayed to John Sullivan. She was getting ready for an essential operation, since it was a malignant cancer. And she herself had utter conviction that all would be well through her prayers to Father John Sullivan. She had his little relic card with him, used to keep rubbing the lump with the card. And on Easter Sunday 1953, as she was getting ready for the surgery, they were getting ready to take her into hospital for surgery, the goiter disappeared completely.
Is it after, obviously there's the beatification, is it going to be held in Dublin, the beatification?
No details have been finalised yet, but yes, it would seem that the beatification will be in Dublin. Archbishop Martin, the Archbishop of Dublin, will be going out to Rome next week, and he will be, I gather, discussing the arrangements with Cardinal Amato to see what would be the proper ways of preparing the ceremony.
And as the road goes, venerable, blessed, and then on to saint, of course, you need another miracle for that one.
Exactly. Well, we're at the moment, we're just coping with them being declared blessed.
Obviously, you were talking about his gift of healing. And there are a lot of people that go to Gardiner Street Church in Dublin near the city centre that go to where he's buried essentially for healing.
There are in Dublin, his tomb is in Gardiner Street Church, the Jesuit church, as you say, and many people come with their prayers. Both, you're perfectly right, people praying their intentions for healing of body and spirit. That's true. Yes.
I've been very interested because I was looking at the website dedicated to John, Father John Sullivan, and there are some really lovely phrases, that have been made into even little tweets as well. It's very interesting that somebody who died in 1933 is making an impact on social media now. It's obviously a help to have social media because it's really bringing someone like John Sullivan to a new generation.
Very true. But also, one of the reasons this cause has remained vibrant over the years has been through the people, and especially the people in County Kildare. As the local bishop, Bishop Dennis Nulty, in our anniversary Mass of Thanksgiving for his life last year, he pointed out that the people of Kildare already have known that for years that Father John Sullivan, they've always revered him as a saint, but as he said, we just have to be patient and waiting for the Holy See to catch up with us.
It's interesting. I mean, Pope Francis, as we know, was a language student in Dublin in the 1980s, and he was at the Milltown Institute, the Jesuit, with the Jesuit community there. Do you think perhaps he heard about Father John Sullivan while he was there? Do you think he already knew all about him?
I'm afraid you'd have to ask Pope Francis that one. If you were to describe him, he was a man who was a constant friend of the poor and to anyone who was in any need of distress, and that continues. Also, he's been a great bond of unity between the two, the Catholic and the Protestant traditions, over the years. People coming together, there have been some extraordinary ceremonies. We've even had, in the Protestant cathedral here last year, the Church of Ireland, the Protestant Archbishop, presided at a ceremony of thanksgiving for the life and work of Father John Sullivan. It was an evensong service in the Anglican, the Book of Common Prayer tradition, and he preached, and the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin was present and also spoke. So when you see the two traditions coming together and the healing between the divisions that were there between the two traditions, the healing of those divisions, I think that's a remarkable feature of the inspiration that comes through Father John Sullivan.